Thus chastened in spirit, quiet in mind, and surrounded by proper company, one is fit to enjoy tea. For tea is invented for quiet company, as wine is invented for a noisy party. There is something in the nature of tea that leads us into a world of quiet contemplation of life. It would be as disastrous to drink tea with babies crying around, or with loud-voiced women, or politics-talking men, as to pick tea on a rainy or a cloudy day. Picked at early dawn, on a clear day, when the morning air on mountain top was clear and thin, and the fragrance of dews was still upon the leaves. Tea is still associated with the fragrance and refinement of the magic dew in its enjoyment. With the Taoist insistence upon return to nature, and with its conception that the universe is kept alive by the interplay of the male and female forces, the dew actually stands for the juice of heaven and earth. When the two principles are united at night, and the idea is current that the dew is a magic food, fine and clear and ethereal, and any man or beast who drinks enough of it stands a good chance of being immortal. De Quincey says, quite correctly, that tea will always be the favorite beverage of the intellectual. But the Chinese seem to go further and associate it with the high-minded recluse.